welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Right. Are you ready? God began to speak to me last week, even before last Sunday, about what he wanted me to say this Sunday. I believe this is a prophetic message for us all. And if you know of members of the family that are not here today because they're still on holiday or whatever, encourage them to have a listen to the 2nd of September talk on the internet, because I think this will be one that's like God saying, here you are, this is what I'm going to do where you are now. This is why I've brought you here. This is obviously a great new place for God to launch us into what is next. Okay? And sorry, that light's whistling. It's the light. I don't think Dan can do anything about that, but up here it's really loud. Right. You know how God has been taking us through the whole handpicked for glory thing? It was actually last April that I first preached the very first message. It's called Handpicked for Glory, the intro on the internet. And then there was a series of 7 talks, yeah? And the significance of those is it's all been from Ephesians chapter 1. In fact, it's just the first 14 verses of Ephesians chapter 1. And we haven't actually even got to the end properly of those 14 verses. There'll be more to come on being handpicked for glory. But this message, I believe, as I read this verse, which was a complete sort of one of those verses that surprises you. It's not one that's particularly got your attention before, but it's one that leapt out because of what it says at the beginning. It says at the beginning, "But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost." So that was the bit that got me, first of all. I will stay on at Ephesus. And I thought, and the Lord or the Holy Spirit, it was like a whisper in my ear at that point, I'm speaking to you. Because that whole message of being handpicked was a setup for us being here. Because as we know that that's true about ourselves, there's that whole list of different things. Perhaps we'll quickly run through it in a minute. But there was that whole list of different things. And so it's God reminding us, I've given you this, this is a foundation, this is what happens next if you take on board that whole theme of handpicked for glory. I think I need to run through it very quickly, the handpicked part. Okay, here we go. These are the titles, I wrote them down. The first one was called the intro, I told you about that. The second one was God's will. The third one was the chosen. Because it's about knowing that it's God's will that you have been chosen for his purpose. It's not an accident. It's not something by design. It's his will and you are chosen. You're not just around by chance. If you're sitting on a blue chair today, whether it's plastic or a new one, whether you're sitting on a chair today in this room, it's a good sign that God has chosen you for this next season. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. If you're a guest who's just popped in for a Sunday, then God's got something to take from you out of it. But I believe this is very, very significant for Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. This is kind of our soft launch. We haven't done a big promotion or anything like that. We are going to have a big launch. It's on October the 11th. Okay, if you want that in your diaries, it's going to be at 7:30. It's a Thursday evening, so that more people can be available to come. All right, so the next one was adopted. Huiothesia. You remember the whole talk of being transferred from one family to another family. We're not going through them all again. The next one was high favour. Realising that you are in a position of high favour. Okay? The sixth one was that you were not just chosen, but you were chosen to belong. It's not a Lone Ranger thing. It's not just going out and doing your own little thing. It's that we belong together. What God has for you is fulfilled in togetherness. God plants us into families. He plants us into his church so that we can grow together. Okay? And the final one was on the 8th of July, last time I spoke on Handpicked for Glory, and that was heavenly thinking. Thinking like heaven thinks. Thinking like God thinks. Earthly thinking gets depressed. Earthly thinking can't see a solution. Earthly thinking says there's no way this can move ahead. There's no way we can get out of this situation. Earthly thinking says when you get the keys to a building like this, it takes months to get in. You don't do it in a matter of weeks with a faith camp in the way. You know, that's, but heavenly thinking says, God says. Heavenly thinking says, well, when do you want us to start, Lord? 2nd of September, that's impossible. And here we are, sitting in the building, carpet on the floor. I mean, if you were here at this time yesterday, oh, there was carpet by then, there was going in by then. They started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there was bits of carpet. You know, Friday morning, nothing. This was just cleaned but still fairly dirty lino. And different colours and bits of wood here. And if you go back 4 weeks, there were bits hanging from the ceiling. In fact, if you go back a week, there were wires absolutely hanging from the ceiling everywhere. And go back to last Sunday, the children's rooms didn't even have a slight bit of paint. And now, well, you can go up and have a look for yourselves afterwards. Not everywhere is quite finished, but it's amazing what's been done. It really is. Praise God. Big thanks to everybody that's been taking part. I tell you, some people have worked their socks off on your behalf. Yeah, give them all a round of applause. It's good. Okay, so let's go back to this verse. But I will stay on at Ephesus. So the Lord spoke to me and said, you know how you've been speaking from Paul's message that he was writing from Ephesians? Stay with that, but here's the next bit. But it's almost like the next bit is almost what he's been saying, but he's saying this is the time of fulfillment. All right, we've always known that this would be like a watershed in our life in Scarborough, because as we step into this place, obviously God is going to cause things to happen. And this morning he's going to tell you some of those things that are going to happen. All right, so what the next bit says is, but I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, although there are many that oppose me. All right, now this is the key bit. All right, let's have a look at that verse. I've got it here. This is my sort of little quiet time notebook that I just take down odd bits and pieces that God says to me. See, I don't always use an iPad. Look at that. Notebook and pencil even. How old-fashioned is that? So if you ever see me using this, you know that's where it's come from. So here's the verse again. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 8 and 9, if you've been wondering where it is. Okay? Now, what I want to do is look. We are actually going to do a little bit of Greek this morning. You know I love the Greek. And I know, you know, you sort of say, well, we shouldn't be doing too much of it because it's too highfalutin. Today, this is going to bless your socks off. Whatever the Greek for socks is, they're blessed. All right? I have no idea. They probably didn't exist, did they? Right. So the words we've got to look at in that verse are wide, effective, and open, because these are three key prophetic words for us. Now, when God gives a prophetic word to a church, you can take hold of it personally, and we take hold of it corporately, and we run. All right? And it builds us up, and it lifts up our faith, and it gives us a tremendous sense of expectation. Sitting here in our own building this morning, we're beginning to realize when God says he does do, aren't we? Yeah? This is like, wow, 5 years ago, who would have believed this would have happened? Maybe 2 years ago, who would have believed this would have happened? It felt like we were going, even maybe a year ago, August 2011, how many of you believed by the following summer we'd all be sitting in our own building? Probably none of us. We got kind of used to it. It was nice at the SJT. You know, we had got comfortable. How would we get another place that would be even better than what the facilities we had at the SJT? Well, believe me, we've got it. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the comfy seats, is it? This was something we hadn't anticipated, that we'd sit on the sofas to listen to the message. They're so engaged in the message, they've only slowly become aware that I'm talking to them. It's actually a really dangerous spot because you're under bright lights and I can see you clearly and I can't see half of these guys. Hallelujah. Welcome, by the way. Oh. So there's three words we're going to look at, all right? Now, the first one is the word wide. It's a word that I've referred to a lot already. You know, you've already heard the word. You know the word because we kind of use it in English. It's the word megas or mega, yeah? And there it is. Look, that's what it looks like in Greek, megas. Interesting, isn't that? That sort of funny P with no top on it is an M. And the sort of the curly bit with the tail, that is a G. And the bit that looks like an A is an A, and the bit that looks like an S is an S. Megas. This word is it's a great word for what God is doing now. So Paul says a great door or a wide door in some translations has opened up to us. That's because this word megas, it means great, it means wide, it means large, it means particularly of, I've got written here, particularly of physical magnitude. I must have been feeling posh when I wrote that down. It could even be spoken of the mind, as in it's mind-blowing. As in it's amazing, as it's, you know, your mind can scarcely take in the opportunity that God has given. It means it's something that's exciting. It means it's something that you really admire, that you really, you know, just can't wait to see happen or put in place. It talks of things that are wonderful. Many times in the Bible, it talks of megas when it's talking of the signs and wonders and of all the things going on. So when you see the word megas, or you see what is probably the word great in your translation, or wide, or something, or big, or enormous, you can get excited because God is talking about blowing your mind, expanding your mind, opening it wide. Yeah. Okay? And that's what the whole Handpicked for Glory section of talks, there's seven of them. If you haven't sort of taken them on board, they are actually worth re-listening to. Maybe we'll produce them as a set of talks at some time, so it's your chance to listen to them for free, because they're all sitting there at the moment. But, have another listen to those, because they are mega. They are mind-blowing. They're opening up your mind, you know, to what God has for us. So God says he's opening up now something that is mega, or megas. All right? So he's saying, I'm opening something up that's going to blow your minds. Anybody excited by that? Because you're not being very noisy. So you're in a... I don't know whether you need a little bit of practice because you're in a new place. Now, if I come down here... let's just try a Mexican wave to loosen you all up a little bit, okay? I know that's totally impractical with iPads. You're away already. I'm very impressed. Okay, so starting over this side, you lift your hands in the air and we go over to there just to get you a little bit... Wait for it. Okay, we're starting over here with Peter. Ready, go. How unusual, a silent Mexican wave. I know I said you're the chosen, but you're not the frozen chosen. Right, now, I'm not the only one working this morning, so you're going to do a little bit. We're going to do another one. This time, as you come past, you can stand up and cheer. We've got lots to cheer about. Yeah. And you need a little bit of loosening up. You're all a bit stiffy-whiffy out there. That's because the air conditioning's been switched off now. Okay. Starting with Brian. Starting with Peter. Off we go. Not bad. You see, they got braver and braver. You were very brave, Peter, because you had to go first. So you felt like a bit like I'm the only one making a noise. You were. But it spread. I think we better go the other way so you can have a chance to be the loudest like this lot. So we'll start over this side. Let's go with Rob here. Ready? Go. Oh, you guys are good. I mean, I have my back to you lot during the worship. I hope there was a bit of enthusiastic worship going out on there. Yeah? We've got some space now. You can't tell me you're going to fall off and fall 20 feet down to the platform. Hallelujah. We've got space to leap about, to shout, to enjoy. We can make noise. We can get on our faces before God. We've got some carpet space. Let's make the most of having a bit of space because it's not going to last. Hallelujah. The chairs will get closer and closer together. And more will be added. Hallelujah. There's 150, I think, out at the moment. So that's nowhere near enough, is it, for what God's going to do? But we got plenty of space yet. Because God's doing something megas, something huge, something wide. Okay, now the next word in my list for a wide door, a great door for effective work. The word effective is energeis. Could you put that one up, Naomi? Energeis. There you go. You can recognize the G sound again. The one that looks like a P that's hanging down, that's actually an R. So there you go. And the one that looks like a V is an N. It's probably all Greek to you, but... Boom, boom. Energeis, okay? Now, energeis does mean when it's translated as effective, but it's kind of something that's also active. It's not, oh, that was very effective. It's something that's active and continues to go on, and it keeps happening, okay? It also means something that is powerful, all right, energeis. And it's probably related to our word energy, I guess. I don't know, but it looks pretty similar, doesn't it? And a lot of our words come out of Greek. But so it's about the power. It's about the energy. It's about the work. It's about things happening. So God is saying, megas, energeis, I am opening your minds. I am bringing you possibilities to work that will be powerful and effective and will see your town change. All right? You're getting this, some of this now. This is why we need this megas mind from Handpicked for Glory, because God has got so much for this small band to do so that this small band becomes a big band that's changing a town and a region. Amen. We've got to be bold. We've got to be proclaiming. This area is used to people being ill on the front doorstep. One of the Sunday morning jobs will probably be, and already has been, clearing up the vomit and getting rid of all the cigarette butts. Yeah, it's already been done for you today. But that's the area that we're in. God has not been proclaimed in this little area, this area of Scarborough, for a long time. When we were lifting up the praises this morning, there'd have been something happening in the heavenlies. There would have been a quaking in the enemy's camp, because something new is being established. But it's not this tiny little thing. It's something that's megas and it's something that's megas and energeis. It's something that's powerful, effective, and big. I mean, I mean big. I mean big. Now you're waking up. Hallelujah. Kate says I'm preaching better, so that's why. Hallelujah. Right, the third word. You got those two?
Yeah.
Great and effective, or megas and energeis. All right, the third word is anego. Anoigo, I think it's pronounced more like. Anoigo, that's right. Anoigo, there it is. There's that funny N that looks like a V again. Anoigo, and that W at the end is like a double O. Well, I suppose that was ooh, so it's an O sound. Anoigo. Anoigo literally means opened, like it's got in this passage, because Paul says a door, this megas door, this effective, powerful door has been opened. And we don't want to lose the sense of the door, because I think coming in here, as we've opened the door to this building, is opening a door to this region for Kingdom Faith. Okay? It's opening a door that God wants to use for the powerful and effective proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that's what Paul's talking about here. He's saying a powerful, huge door has opened up for me to proclaim the gospel. He said, yeah, there's some opposition here, but I'm really excited about what's going to happen. If you're really proclaiming the gospel, there will always be opposition. It might be people who are being used by the enemy, or it might be the enemy direct. There's always opposition. But we move forward in triumphant possession. All right? Getting excited at the opportunities that God has given, because we've got a heavenly thinking, not looking at the difficulties that arrive, because there's some opposition. All right, get it into your head that there is going to, if we are doing something of God, there will be opposition. Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah. That's fantastic. It means you're heading in the right direction. But when the opposition comes, you can start to feel, ugh. And you have to remember, no, this is a sign that we are in a time that is mega. Yeah. All right, and energeis, megas, energeis, and anoigo, right. It means that what was closed to you is now open. Okay, so this is getting good. So something that was closed to us, the Lord is saying, is now open. What Paul is talking about is the door that was closed to the gospel, and I believe this is true for us. The door that was closed for the gospel is now open. All right. He's saying that there is an open door to proclaim Jesus where I am. All right. So where is he? Ephesus. This is where he got all excited and wrote all that stuff about Handpicked. Why was he all excited? Because he could see he got a wide open door for effective work. So it was open. And It can also be spoken of a book being opened up. All right, the Lord is going to open up anoigo. He is going to open up words from the scriptures to us all. If you read your Bible, I know this is not my Bible, but if you read your Bible in your own time, if you spend some time reading the scriptures, the Lord is going to open up his book to you personally. You are going to get revelation. You are going to get understanding that you thought was impossible because he's going to do it. Okay? It's not all about whether you're an intellectual or you find it even difficult to read, maybe. That's almost, not quite almost, but it's almost irrelevant. God still gives you revelation. It's not completely irrelevant because any workman gets better by practicing with their tools, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Right, so anoigo means opening of a book. It also means the opening of a mouth. All right, and God is going to give us a mouth to speak into the community around us. It's like our mouths are going to be opened. Look for opportunities with your friends and your family and people around you. Look for opportunities to talk to people in the supermarket. Look for opportunities to talk to people at work, because God is going to open up your mouth and put the words in there to enable you to speak powerfully, megas, and effectively, energes. Your words are going to have energy and power. All right? They might be the same old words that you've always used, but now, in this new place of an open door, they're going to be powerful and effective. And if we're really honest, many times our mouths have remained closed. Our mouths have remained closed, and God is saying, open them up. Get talking. Prepared to look. Prepared to be feel a bit embarrassed even. Prepared to be put on the spot. We've got to pay some kind of price to take hold of what this is. And sometimes that's just going to be, I might look a bit of an idiot. I might look a bit foolish. And other times, which will be most of the time, you're just going to be completely surprised and completely blown away by the fact that what you said, which seemed very simple, God uses very, very powerfully. Because that's what he does. He just takes quite ordinary words that we can speak, that we can use, and then adds his anointing to that, adds his Holy Spirit to what's going on there, and your word goes into that person's soul and into their spirit, and becomes, it's like it goes through all the stony ground and all the rocks and gets into good soil within them and begins to grow. You can't do that, but God does. Thank you. Give me a few hallelujahs while I just have a glass of water. Thank you. Hallelujah. If it's your first visit here today, or you've not been here for very long, God's got you here because he sees you as powerful and effective. He's chosen you. You've been struggling with who you are, what your identity is, feeling useless, wondering where you're going. Nothing seems quite in place. God has brought you here today to hear me say this, to say to you, I've got you right here because this is where I want you to become part of a family, because I have got a strong calling on your life for you to make a difference to your friends and family and the people around you. I'm going to use you mightily. I'm opening up a wide door to give you an effective role that makes a difference in the people's lives. You see, I think I'm talking about one person even here at this very moment. It's coming to you as a one person because there is within you a desire to help people and see people change, and you're frustrated by the fact that you don't. But you see, you've never experienced doing it in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not about how well trained we are, although that's a blessing and we need to be trained. It's about whether we're open to God using us. All right? And we have to be open. This word open is the same thing. We need to be anoigo. We need to be open to the presence of God. Amen? It also means about opening your mind, but we've kind of covered that. It means opening the mouth of the dumb, not the thick, those that can't speak, I mean. And opening of ears. to give understanding. So what I see with word God giving us this word anoigo is God opening up our minds to give us understanding and revelation of his word. Because the word is like a foundation on which you build and go and do the things that God has called you to do. If you believe God is telling you to do something and it's not in line with what's in the word, it's rubbish. It's your own fleshly imagination, your own emotions getting carried away with you. Okay, if it doesn't line up with the word, it's not from God. Whatever it is, it's not from God. If you meet a beautiful, you're a guy that meets a beautiful woman and you fall in love, and God says it's okay for you two to sleep together because you love one another, that's not in the word. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, it's wrong. It's a sin. All right, and we need to get back to a standard of righteousness and holiness. Now, saying those things are sin is not pointing a finger and saying at somebody, you're a sinner, you've got no chance. It's saying you've gone wrong with God, but there's an opportunity to be right with God. We're all in the position of having been sinners and falling into sin, and probably will fall into sin again. We're all in the same position, but what we do know is that there is a Saviour that grants us forgiveness to enable us to live the life that he's called us to live. All right, but we can't run away from sin and not pretend it doesn't exist so that people can feel comfortable. Because ultimately they're not going to be comfortable, because they won't get the relationship and the closeness and the intimacy with Jesus that he wants them to have. Because sin cuts us off from God. Sin is like a cloud that gets in the way. Okay? So it's not that we point the finger in any way whatsoever. It's not that we point the finger at people that might get drunk on the streets at night. That's where they're at. That's where they're living. They need somebody who can offer out a hand of friendship and a hand of love and actually show to them there's something much better than getting totally out of your head on alcohol. You know, a lot of them are doing it to have a good time. There's a much better way to have a good time. There's even a much better way to get drunk, and it's called getting drunk on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen? Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm running out of time, I see. Let's have a look. What shall we do? I know what I'm going to do. What I did then when I was studying this for myself at home was I actually went to my, and I'm not saying everybody should do this, but I decided to look it up in my Greek New Testament. The actual verse, what it actually says, and then translate it for myself. And so I did a translation that just literally translated the word. It took the Greek word and put it in English word, which often doesn't make sense because Greek is in a completely different order to English. The first word in the part about a wide door and an effective work has opened up to me, the first word in the Greek is actually door. Well, you'd never start the English with door. Okay, thura. But so if you do that, you get a really odd translation that reads a bit like a telegram. But what it actually says is, door for me opened, great and effective, and adversaries many. It does, it sounds like an old-fashioned telegram, doesn't it, in English. Door for me opened, great and effective, and adversaries many. You can see how different the order of the words in Greek is. That would make perfect sense if it was in Greek and you were reading it in Greek in that order. It would sound perfectly normal, but to our English ears, it messes it up a bit. But I really like the emphasis, door for me. Now get this in your noggins this morning, in your revelatory noggins, in your listening ears from God, that there is a door for you.
Amen.
Say, there's a door for me.
There's a door for me opened.
There's a door for me opened, great. And effective. I won't get you to say the next bit because you won't want to. All right, so I went through all the English translations. This is something else you can do, and sometimes as you do it, God just speaks to you a little bit more. Shall I read you some of those?
Yeah.
All right, here's the message. A huge door of opportunity for good work has opened up here. And then in brackets, there is also mushrooming opposition. In the Amplified Bible, have we got time? In the Amplified Bible, it says, for a wide door of opportunity for effectual service has opened up to me here, a great and promising one, and there are many adversaries. The King James Version says, for a great door and effectual is opened opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. The New Living says, for there is a wide open door for a great work here, and many people are responding. Ooh. I like that. It's great how different translators can just capture a little bit of the Greek that maybe another version doesn't. But there are many who oppose me. And the truth says, because a wonderful opportunity has been given me for the effective work of the gospel, even though many oppose me. Colin has decided to miss out the whole thing about a door completely, because, of course, Paul is talking about an opportunity, something that you can walk into. In Greek, it says something like, Thura garnoi ana urga megale kai enegeis kai antiki menai polai. Something like that. Oh dear, there'll be somebody listening on the internet that'll correct that. Anyway, I think that what I will do is I'm gonna bring it to an end, because we're coming to the end of time, and pick up again on next week. Because this what I then did, having got these three words, megas, energeis, and anoigo, that's it. It's hard remembering a different word in another language, anoigo. What I did then with those words was I took two, I focused on one, energeis, this powerful and effective. And because I've been looking in the Greek, I married it up with the word for door, thura. I thought, right, where do these words occur in the New Testament? Because I think God is saying something to us about an effective, powerful door that has been opened up. And to give you a little bit of a taster for next week, it took me right back to the very verse that I first spoke on at the beginning of talking about handpicked for glory. And I thought, wow, that's God doing full circle. And it's really interesting because it also includes the bit just before. Fascinating. But we'll have a look at that next week. All right? But it's all about how God, this effective, powerful door being opened up. One of the reasons that it's powerful and effective is because God is opening up the world of signs, wonders, and miracles to us. That's what we'll have a little look at, or a bit more of a look at next week. But this word megas, as I mentioned earlier, it's often linked with signs and wonders. And as God begins to show this word more to us, we'll see that it's very, very closely linked with what God wants to do amongst us. It's no good just praying for people. We want to see them all healed. You know, how many scriptures have we read where it said, and all those who came were healed? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand, shall we? If we've still got a worship team around, I think what we'll do is we will finish with worship today, but I just want us to focus on Jesus. If anybody's come this morning and you're seeking healing from God, or you're seeking a miracle from God, you're seeking your own megas, your own great work, just come forward, because we're going to pray for you. Next week, we're going to do a kind of commissioning of everybody in the church. I'm going to pray for everybody. You're going to anoint everybody with oil. So it might go on a little bit, so I'm giving you a bit of warning. You'll obviously be welcome to go. There's nothing that says you've got to go here. But I believe, mixed in with this word, of which part two is next week, will be an anointing. So I'll bring the oil, anoint everyone with oil. And it's this anointing of the oil that's going to be significant in the opening of the megas door in our lives. But if there's anybody here this week who can't be here next week, come forward as we worship, and we'll just anoint you with oil this morning. All right? And you can get the rest next week via the internet, so that you've got the full understanding of what the anointing's for. Is that good?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I kind of just want to worship the Lord, but sort of slightly, I should just let you choose. You're a man of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And yes, if you come for healing from God, or you want, you need to receive that anointing oil this morning because you're not here next week because you're a visitor, or because you're just away next week, come forward for that as well. And that will anoint you. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.